Here I've got my AeroPress, which is my cafetiere type thing. I've put a set of scales, filters, thermometer slash timer, filtered water, and like general things like a funnel and mug.
So how do you make the perfect cup of coffee?
The way I make mine is I will first of all grind my coffee in the morning before I come to school. I usually do it to a coarse or medium like grind. I'll then weigh out 15 grams of it, take it to school. Then I will, like when I'm at school at lunch, I'll then put the kettle on, put the thermometer in it, set up so that it goes off, like its alarm goes off at 94 degrees Celsius, which is the optimum temperature for extracting the flavours from the coffee. Then I will put my AeroPress on scales, zero out, so it's at zero. Then I will add 15 grams of coffee, then add the water for... Well, add 200 grams of water and then leave it for 1 minute and 30 seconds to brew, while stirring it, of course. Then I will add the filter to the top of the AeroPress, turn it over, and then press my coffee, and then dilute it down with another 180 grams of water.
So it's all very scientific.
Yes, definitely. There's a lot of science behind it. I, at one point, was going into the chemicals that specifically are in the coffee, like the specific acids that give it its flavour. And I went really in depth with that, but then realised I would need very specialist equipment to be able to perfectly make it.
But you've actually gone to town with this. Does it give you the perfect coffee?
Almost. It's just a matter of refining it down and constantly being meticulous about the temperatures and weights. So it's an ongoing process, but soon I hope to achieve the perfect coffee.
Do you get to make the coffee at home as well?
Yeah, I make one every morning and every evening. Like, I make them as much as I can.
So you're a bit of a coffee connoisseur, and I see you've even got an atlas of coffee here. Where does the perfect coffee come from, then?
Apparently Sumatran beans are supposed to be some of the best, but I haven't had a chance to try them yet, as locally, of course, we're not in an area where we'd be able to get them, but I hope to eventually try them, as they're something that seem absolutely fascinating.
Do you try different types of coffee with this and experiment?
Yes, like every week or so I'll get a different like set of beans. I'll grind them to different like grinding settings, and then I'll try them to compare and try and find the one that I prefer most, and generally experiment with the brewing times, brewing temperatures for each one, as they each have got their own specific levels.
And what sort of reaction do you get from family and friends?
Most of them think I'm slightly insane, but some people react to it quite normally, but those people are usually quite insane as well.
I have to say, I think it's absolutely fantastic that you've done this, and obviously helping you to learn as well.
Yeah, it's definitely improved my scientific method in everything. For example, in controlled assessments, because I'm now focusing a lot on processes of coffee, it makes it come second nature in such things.